Today in the Gregorian Rite, and of course some people might be surprised, it's not the vigil of All Saints, though it is in the calendar per se. And as such, we have on this evening, in English-speaking countries only, in Europe, this does not exist, All Hallows Eve in the Old English, in medieval and even older than that English, All Saints Eve, Hallows, Holy, Hallowed be thy name. None of it has anything to do with the devil or Satan or witches and goblins and the likes. However, it is not only the Italians and the Spaniards who are superstitious. The English are very superstitious, and the Irish and the Scottish. And so it was a superstition that on this night, people came out of their tombs and haunted people, and thus the beginnings of the feast of a secular feast of Halloween, All Hallows Eve. But this has nothing to do with us here, as it is. However, it is a feria, which means you can celebrate any feast whatsoever. And so I have chosen to celebrate the feast of one saint, whose feast it is today, and who is a very great saint, and who fought with the devil. He tricked the devil into building him a cathedral. That's how much he fought, and he won. It is a feast of the great bishop of Regensburg, or Ratisbon in French, Saint Wolfgang. And one of my latest godsons, who was born 2 or 3 years ago, who is one of the family of the von Habsburgs, his name is Otto Wolfgang. And so today is his feast. Hopefully he will be as great as his patron saint. Saint Wolfgang was born of a wealthy, noble family in Swabia in Germany. And when he was a young man, he went with his best friend, Henry, to school. And then his friend, Henry, was made bishop of the city of Würzburg, a beautiful, beautiful imperial city where the electors of the Holy Roman Emperor meet whenever the emperor dies. It's not given down to the children. It is an elected office, just like the papacy. And so there it was that his friend Henry became bishop or archbishop. And then he was made by his friend the head of the cathedral school, or what would be today the seminary. And so St. Wolfgang taught philosophy and theology there and did much good. After a certain time, his friend died, Henry, and he decided to do other things, and the Holy Father asked him to preach missions in the eastern part of Europe. And indeed, he converted many of the Magyars, the Hungarians. And then he was made Archbishop of Regensburg, or Ratisbon, where he stayed until his death. He tried to leave a few times, and they brought him back, just like St. John Vianney. He was tired of all the responsibilities and the politics and the nonsense that goes on inside the church. But in the meantime, they needed a new cathedral, and so he was tormented by the devil, and he said, okay, well, let's do this, and he waged the devil to something, and the devil lost. And as such, the price for him winning the wage against the devil was that he was supposed to build him a cathedral. So basically, he just gave him the money. And of course, the devil has lots of money. And so St. Wolfgang built a beautiful cathedral, which is still there. Later on, St. Albert the Great, the teacher of St. Thomas Aquinas, was to be also Archbishop of Regensburg. In the meantime, his time came to die, and he died at the end of the 10th century. And he was canonized by Pope Leo IX of happy memory in 1051, less than 70 years after his death. And so he is remarkable in that sense too, that he was known as a holy man, a holy priest, a holy bishop, and that he fought the devil and won. And so we should have St. Wolfgang as a patron, especially if we fight the devil. And I often invoke him because I do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.